Isabelle Garreau is an esteemed Marxist writer on the French left. She has written substantially on the connections between Marxism, politics and philosophy, and is currently helping to translate the collected works of Marx and Engels into French. In this interview with Marxist Left Review A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S. Darren Rosso, she discusses the political and philosophical challenges faced by the Marxist left today, assesses the theoretical contributions of Alain Badiou and Ernesto Laclai, and makes the case for a dynamic and politically engaged return to the revolutionary spirit of Marx A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S. writings. Garreau has published Marx, Une critique de la philosophie, Soule, 2000, L.A. Circumflex and #128, and #153, Ida copyright Elogio ou le pensée embarque copyright E, La Fabrique, 2009, Foucault, Deleuze, Althusser and Marx, La politique dans la philosophie, Demopolis, 2011, Marx ALA Circumflex and #128, and #153, Invention historique, Sillips, 2012, L.A. Circumflex and #128, and #153, or Desimages A Circumflex and #128, and #147, Art, Manet, Capital, Le Villebras, Le, 2013. Credit to Darren Rosso for the translation from French. Dr. Let A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S begin with a short balance sheet of our current context. Your opening chapter announces that an emancipatory political project is in tatters A Circumflex and #128, and #147, it has broken down. Why have you raised communism and strategy and deliberately sharpened the question of revolutionary politics today? What is it exactly you want this book to achieve and why? I.G., the present context in France and across the world is quite bad for the exploited and oppressed in general, as also for the organized workers A Circumflex and #128, and #153, movement. This long-term weakening in the conditions of capitalist crises gave the green light to the ruling classes to take out their revenge at the end of the 1970s and wind back the limited but real social gains of the post-war period. The neoliberal policies imposed by the ruling classes haven A Circumflex and #128, and #153, T ceased today to be reinforced A Circumflex and #128, and #147, with their procession of social regression, reinforced exploitation and inequalities, financialization, the commodification of all human activities, as well as repression and militarization, all that in a context of persistent crisis that weakens capitalism and sharpens its inter-imperialist tensions. The threat of further economic tremors and the patently manifest effects of the climatic and environmental crisis are added to the list of human-inflicted damage, which hit the poorest, women and migrants the hardest. Resistance with its many examples is strong in the face of this unprecedented global situation within which all these dimensions interact, but it remains fragmented. With the general capitulation of social democratic organizations to the cult of the market and the collapse of the Stalinist regimes, with the weakening of militant trade unionism, the challenge facing the radical left is enormous. Meanwhile, the far right and racism are being propped up and instrumentalized by the neoliberal governments barely able to maintain stable electoral majorities. But this picture would be incomplete if it left out the vivacity of social struggles all over the world. The Gilets Jaunes, Yellow Vests movement in France, unprecedented and disparate A Circumflex and #128, and #147, but powerful and durable A Circumflex and #128, and #147, continues to mark the present situation all the while accelerating the decomposition of the existing political landscape. People are rising up in country after country against social injustice and authoritarianism. Capitalism is seen for what it really is A Circumflex and #128, and #147, irreformable A Circumflex and #128, and #147. Guided by its most destructive and murderous trends. Despite the many avenues present in the movements, degrowth, universal income, the commons, ecological enclaves and libertarian insurrection, etc., we don A Circumflex and #128, and #153, T have a credible and common alternative. Sometimes the lines of struggle seem divorced from one another. For instance, here the defense of the environment and over there is feminism, and there the struggle against racism and over here the defense of public services that still may exist. This generalized radical crisis is fraught with threats, but it also calls for the revival of strategic reflection, after its long A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 156, eclipse A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 157, as Daniel Benser A tilde D called it. This reflection bears upon the alternative that must be rebuilt, but it also raises questions of the organization and reorganization of our political and social forces that are too often trapped in electoralist logics or NAA tilde VE ultra-leftist insurrectionalist fantasies. In these conditions, it is urgent to reflect on the way A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 147, even on the theoretical level A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 147, these existing emancipatory struggles can be unified without claiming to dictate the exact path they must follow or unifying them bureaucratically from above. We must also return to questions pertaining to the rebuilding of militant and revolutionary culture A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 147, after decades of defeats and assaults, of uninterrupted propaganda from the ruling class media, of demonization of revolution, disqualification of the vocabulary necessary to thinking about and speaking of any alternative, and therefore of building it. My project began with this overall ideological situation, and its contradictions, by first moving through the relative return of the communist question on the theoretical terrain at a moment when its political disqualification is complete. I tried to precisely analyze the approaches of certain authors who have taken up the communist question while also situating them in their context and taking the time to re-examine the construction of a strategic alternative to capitalism. Because to actively participate in the revival of such strategy also takes place on the theoretical terrain. You reverse the order of presentation by beginning with the most up-to-date philosophers who are read on the left, Alain Badiou, Ernesto Laclai and Antonio Negri, before treating Marx A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 153, S ideas on emancipation and strategy. Why do you think it is important for a Marxist to take philosophers head on? RNA circumflex and hash 128, and hash 153, T philosophers ordinarily concerned with the search after truth and the good emptied of politics. You have elsewhere written a book about the relation of Michel Foucault, Gilles Deleuze and Louis Althusser to Marx A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 147. How do you understand the relations of philosophy, politics and history and why must you relate Marxism and philosophy? I take it that you do your best to show that Marxists take specific positions on philosophical questions. Your question has many components. With respect to the inverse order of my presentation, it testifies to the fact that my work does not follow a history of ideas, even if I believe that the greatest care is required when one moves through a critical and contextualizing reading. My purpose is to begin with the present and to return to it, by passing through that which could help us radically transform it. To commence with an analysis of current philosophical works seems pertinent to me for many reasons. First, because it is on this terrain that the communist and socialist questions are re-emerging, in France at least. Second, because the authors I have chosen have all upheld an extremely critical relation to Marx and to Marxism. This gives a political dimension to their works that allows a return to reading Marx from a contemporary point of view. Last, because their works, the reception of which is important, are all vectors of a complex repoliticization of left-wing intellectual debate that is revitalizing the question of social transformation. These authors therefore invite debate and offer points from which strategic reflection can be kicked off again. But you also raise the question of philosophy, as an eternal form situated beyond historical contingencies without any or hardly any transformative will. If the philosophers of whom I spoke in this book and my earlier one are in fact inheritors of this model of philosophia perennis, perennial philosophy, they belong to a tradition whose relation to the political is constitutive and singular. To capture it briefly, the French philosophy that emerged in the 1970s tried to redefine the notion of intellectual engagement. Sartre A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 153, S great stature served as a foil, because he was a fellow traveler of the Communist Party and a spokesperson for international causes. There was a profound ideological turn in France at this time, an intellectual and media offensive against Marxism and the communist project under the slogan of anti-totalitarianism, and this discredited the universal Sartrean form of the intellectual. Michel Foucault and Gilles Deleuze, among others, who were at once removed from but tied to this general climate, participated in this transformation of the intellectual and political landscape in their own way. They both did so by originally reworking the philosophical terrain of it and by proposing micro-political orientations which were ambiguous but in opposition to the organizations of the workers, a circumflex and #128, and #153, movement, a rupture with the very notion of class struggle and with any perspective of the abolition of capitalism. These brilliant and innovative non-Marxist theoreticians durably impacted their time and the history of philosophy while participating in the postmodern rejection of a circumflex and #128, and #156, grand narratives a circumflex and #128, and #157, that often targeted a caricatured Marxism. Importantly, they were able to reconcile opposites, academism and its radical critique, the rejection of institutions and their expert use, the will towards political renovation and a growing tendency towards mass depoliticization interrupted by May a circumflex and #128, and #153, #68. The authors I studied in this book inherit many of these characteristics. But because they are intervening in a very different context, they are also distant from them on many points. Capitalism has not stabilized, quite the contrary, and resistance was scattered by the crisis of the Fordist-Keynesian compromise and the ruling class is a circumflex and #128, and #153, thirst to win back their gains indeed weakened forms of class struggle on our side. Though all those I have chosen to discuss uphold an offensive conception of critical intervention, and though they put the discussion with Marx and Marxism at the heart of their own elaboration, they advocate a turn to a very different path that they suggest is capable of sustaining a possible social and political transformation at a time when the ruling classes are everywhere leading an intensifying social war. One of the most striking features of this present conjuncture is therefore the return of the theme of communism on the theoretical terrain, more exactly the philosophical terrain. This positive use of the term a circumflex and #128, and #156, communism a circumflex and #128, and #157, remains a marginal one, but up to a certain point it reactivates the hope that was once invested in it, all the while remaining divorced from concrete political perspectives. And it is here that we find certain constant themes of a certain type of contemporary philosophical intervention, usefully radicalizing the critique of the existing world. It also tends to avoid the question of transitions and mediations, that is to say, the question of the means and organizations, concentrating instead on the ends, cut off from the building of social and political mobilizations. From this angle, Alan Badiou, Ernesto Laclai and Tony Negri, among others, all share two distinctive traits. On the one hand, they illustrate the durable fragmentation of alternatives and the cordoning off of previously related themes, in privileging certain lines to the detriment of others. So Badiou focuses on the state and the party, Laclai on hegemony and property for Negri and the theorists of the commons. On the other hand, they try to repoliticize theory but it remains within the fold of theory itself. In other words, this repoliticization of theory remains dependent on the displacement of politics by philosophy, a shift from politics to philosophy, and that is congruous with, and reactualizes, the very same critique of Marxism developed between the 1960s and 1980s. This is why I think it a circumflex and #128, and #153, S important to delicately evaluate this displacement which is neither a flight away from politics nor a direct taking up of politics, but rather the symptom of its crisis and an aspiration towards its renewal. And it a circumflex and #128, and #153, S also necessary to seize the moment, in the purview of the revitalization of collective reflection as to the alternative to capitalism by starting from the paradox of this politics that refers to a circumflex and #128, and #156, communism a circumflex and #128, and #157, a circumflex and #128, and #147, the sign of the problematic links between an emancipatory project and its concretization. A circumflex and #128, and #153, like you to outline your critique of Alan Badiou. In Australia you can make a career in philosophy out of an obsession with Alan Badiou. Of course, this is divorced from any commitment to radical politics beyond a banal verbalism, and it a circumflex and #128, and #153, s an example of the way Anglophone academics spend their lives propagating the ideas of whoever is à la mode on the continent. They naively treat Badiou a circumflex and #128, and #153, s relation to Maoist politics as a historical curiosity a circumflex and #128, and #147, tell a few jokes about Badiou A circumflex and #128, and #153, S Maoism, show your leftist credentials and then move on to the serious business of abstract philosophy. But you argue that in fact Badiou A circumflex and #128, and #153, S philosophical production is intimately part of his Maoist political project and, while creative, both of these projects have their limitations. Why? Well, the first thing to underline is that Alan Badiou is one of the most stimulating philosophers alive today, one of those rare thinkers who is known and renowned for intransigently brandishing the banner of communism. One can reproach him for making a banner out of it, which tends towards schematism, and neither must one adhere to the philosophical construction that is indissociable from it in his work. But at a time when celebrity pseudo-intellectuals reign supreme, who are downright mediocre and willfully collaborate in the rise of reactionary and racist ideas in France, Badiou is a laudable exception. His reception is a complex question from this point of view. If one remains focused on the epigons, one could correctly denounce an empty rhetoric that is merely gestural. But the greatest part of his audience is far away from all academic ambition and is actually searching for a renovated theoretical political orientation. IA circumflex and #128, and #153, M addressing this kind of readership. In order to do this, it seemed more interesting to situate the authors I discuss in their time and their trajectory. A circumflex and #128, and #147, simultaneously intellectual and political. A circumflex and #128, and #147, than to just contradict them. Badiou A circumflex and #128, and #153, S example is fascinating. He was born into a well-cultured left-wing family. In 1937, A circumflex and #128, and #147, his father was in the resistance, mayor of Toulouse and a founder of the Unified Socialist Party. He undertook his philosophy studies at the prestigious A tilde and #137, Cole Normal Super Copyright Rieux. In Paris at a time when Louis Althusser taught there and regrouped around him a plethora of brilliant young philosophers. Althusser was also a critical militant of the French Communist Party, and he would never leave it. When the internal political debates hit and were crossed through with international questions as well as the opposition between the USSR and China, some of Althusser A circumflex and #128, and #153, S students came closer to the Chinese road and founded the Union of Marxist-Leninist Communists in France, 1969. Badiou was part of this. He subsequently founded the political organization, 1985, which continued this same strategic orientation and was marked by a virulent rejection of the state and institutional forms in general, parties and trade unions included. Badiou never reneged on his strategic choices, but his initial orientations underwent considerable transformations, profoundly structuring his philosophical reflection even to the ontological and mathematical dimension which purifies his theses. We can say that with him a certain form of French philosophy of the 1970s, which was elaborated over a period of political retreat, conserved the spirit of protest and aspirations that are reawakening and renewing themselves today. Hence, if communism is for him an idea, his purpose is absolutely not to affirm the primacy of theory over reality. The idea, according to Badiou, is not a norm that is outside the historical process but an imminent norm, whose resurgence punctuates history to the tune of its repeated failures. An idea is thus not destined to be realized, in the victory of communism, but to manifest itself in history, its defeats not impeding but actually guaranteeing its eternal return. And so also its eternal defeat. But this thesis should be discussed. It goes hand in hand with a re-exploration of the dialectic and a critique of representation, in the philosophical and political meaning of the term, which implies a rejection of institutions and a critique of democratic forms as if they are destined to bureaucratic relapse. Communism is conceived of as a permanent popular mobilization. It exists only as a historical convulsion, not as an instituted alternative. This exalting or exalted conception leans towards historical pessimism. Above all, this ontology of history prevents thinking through the non-delegated forms of representation, associated with the control and the revocability of those elected. It abandons the exploration of radically democratized forms of communism of a new generation, concerned to renew collective planning over social life while also being against barrack socialism and the free market. It is exactly this type of question that we are today confronted with. It invites us to critically debate Badiou A circumflex and #128, and #153, S. proposed reading of Marx, when the latter analyzed the Paris Commune, its institutional inventions and its forms of mobilization. More generally, Badiou's Circumflex and #128, and #153, S. hostility to a circumflex and #128, and #156, socialism a circumflex and #128, and #157, goes back to his refusal to pose the question of dialectical articulation and mediations that are so urgent to revisit today, if we want to finally succeed in exiting from capitalism and constructing a viable and democratic social organization. Your chapter on the late Ernesto Laclai is very valuable. With the renewed prospects of socialist electoralism, left reformist currents have looked to Laclai a circumflex and #128, and #153, S. defense of left populism as a way of politically organizing. Omar Hassan has written about this in an article titled A Circumflex and #128, and #156, Podemos and left populism A Circumflex and #128, and #157, in this journal. 1. When Laclai and Mouffe A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S. book Hegemony and Socialist Strategy. Towards a Radical Democratic Politics. Was first published, the New Left Review rang Norman Guerra's A Circumflex and #128, and #153, incisive criticisms of their philosophical presuppositions, political arguments and cheap digs at Marx. 2. Guerra's argued that the reach and hold of ideas is not always a direct function of their truth or quality, and that Laclai and Mouffe had blurted out an ex-Marxism without substance that in fact led to an impasse. Guerra's argued that socialist thought faced a two-fold difficulty. On the one hand, socialist thought must understand the world, and to discover truths about the world is a many-headed collective effort involving open debate. On the other hand, socialist thought confronts different forms of hostility, a circumflex and #128, and #156. Pressed in from all directions by those ready to write it off, deride it, belittle both its hopes and achievements is illusion or dross a circumflex and #128, and #157, 3, Laclai and Mouffe had met this two-fold difficulty improperly by taking intellectual shortcuts that led back to liberal democratic criticisms of Marxism which have already been answered many times over. Thus, Laclai and Mouffe reinforced the anti-Marxist backlash going on at the time in several European countries to the benefit of bourgeois parliamentary democracy. Can you take us through the key steps of your critique of Laclai? That a circumflex and #128, and #153, S. write A Circumflex and #128, and #147, the works of Laclai and Mouffe have been widely criticized, particularly in the Anglophone world, and fueled the debate on the question of socialism and also on strategy and hegemony, and this it to their merit. In the end, we can judge their contributions to be paltry and that their proposed political orientation had nothing whatsoever new to it. I share this criticism. But on this point again it is necessary to read Laclai A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S. texts closely, on account of the impact they have had today on a part of the radical left, and again considering the intellectual and political trajectory that sheds light on the theses he argued for. Before elaborating on these remarks, we must begin by noting that Laclai A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S. profile is quite different from Badiou A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S. Laclai was born in Argentina and was trained in a singular Argentinian political culture. He was a member of a far-left party that decided to support Perón, who was deemed anti-imperialist. He constantly reaffirmed his faithfulness to his initial commitment, even if he evolved towards liberal institutional choices later on. And actually, we can take Peronism to have remained the matrix of Laclai A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S. later conception of populism as the construction of an alliance beyond the boundaries of class, which involves the articulation and aggregation of diverse demands, that can even be incommensurable, that can be embodied in the figure of a leader. From this vantage point, one can say that Laclai is one of the rare authors to stand on the ground of strategic reflection, even if he reduces the field solely to the question of winning hegemony within the framework of existing institutions and capitalism. We can say that his work consorts with the contemporary ideological turn, without analyzing it but also without giving up political intervention. And his methods are subtle. Hence, for instance, Laclai argues that social classes only exist through their struggles. This thesis is also Marx A Circumflex and #128, and #153s. But Laclai radicalizes it to the point of cutting off the definition of this struggle from all conflicts of social and economic interest, anchored in the very structure of the capitalist mode of production. Because no class is an alternative, it must be given to it from the outside. The leader is a demiurge, working for the political unification of a social world that is fragmented by definition. The success of this intervention depends only on the judicious selection of a demand or of one a circumflex and #128, and #156, interpolation a circumflex and #128, and #157, among others, able to catalyze them. Hegemony finds itself redefined as a tool to access social and political power such as it stands, very far indeed from the notion that is borrowed from Gramsci. More generally, Marxism in Laclai A Circumflex and #128, and #153, is simultaneously an obsolete theory and a reservoir of notions to redefine, a vocabulary to renew. The way he debates Marx A Circumflex and #128, and #153, theses is often devoid of any rigor. Laclai knows he can count on a general lack of knowledge when it comes to Marx, Marxism and the failures of statized socialism, by attributing to Marx the project of a communism that is summed up in the A Circumflex and #128, and #156, dictatorship of the proletariat A Circumflex and #128, and #157, and in playing with the sinister resonances of the term A Circumflex and #128, and #156, dictatorship A Circumflex and #128, and #157, throughout the 20th century. Because of this pruning operation, emancipatory strategy is redefined as the fabrication of an effective subterfuge, of a unifying myth, close to the ideas developed by Georges Sorel at the turn of the 20th century. His nationalist and anti-Semitic side would distance him from all emancipatory perspectives. The essential point for Laclai is to begin the linguistic and rhetorical turn of socialism, with only a circumflex and #128, and #156, discursive constructions a circumflex and #128, and #157, being able to confer a provisional coherence to a social world that is fundamentally fragmented and malleable, blind to its own future. This is what the word a circumflex and #128, and #156, populism a circumflex and #128, and #157, means in strategic terms, not the popular will, but in reality, its opposite, the construction of a people by the strategist who presents himself as its expression, its incarnation, and not as its representative or its delegate subject to collective control. Laclai elaborates a very particular style that is in profound agreement with this compass-less strategy. It is deeply eclectic, heteroclite even, mixing the most diverse references, from Kautsky to Barthes, from Gramsci to Wittgenstein, from Marx to Schmitt A Circumflex and #128, and #147, conforming to the image of a fragmented social world he describes. This is carried out while trying to rhetorically illustrate and legitimize a pragmatist politics that disguises itself as a radical innovation. From this point of view, when Laclai defines political intervention as the discursive elaboration of a demand that pre-exists it, he actually correctly describes what is in fact the manner in which his own theory is built. This alternative to the alternative ultimately takes liberal democracy a circumflex and #128, and #153, s word for good coin. Laclai began by decoupling socialism and communism. His double rejection of political mediations and anti-capitalist goals eventually led him to propose what one could call a circumflex and #128, and #156, post-socialism a circumflex and #128, and #157, a circumflex and #128, and #147, a political pendant of post-Marxism a circumflex and #128, and #147. That is nothing more than bourgeois parliamentary democracy led back to its own abstract and empty ideal, the pluralism of opinions. At a time when democracy is decomposing, to recall the slogans of classical liberalism can seem quasi-subversive. But fundamentally, Laclai A Circumflex and #128, and #153, goal is merely to rehabilitate intervention in the institutional political field as it currently stands, by acknowledging the growing popular rejection of it while also reaffirming its unsurpassable horizon. This conception calls for debate, given the resonance it today has in France and Spain. IA Circumflex and #128, and #153, Do you like to move now to your chapters on Marx, on emancipation and strategy respectively? You are against reading Marx in a purely Marxological way and insist on the political dimensions of Marx A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S work. You call for a renewed political reading of Marx and communism, anchored in the critique of political economy. What did you want your readers to draw from your chapter on Marx, communism and emancipation? This question forms the heart of the book. I am one of those who considers Marx A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S thought to have an unparalleled ability to encourage a critical analysis of capitalist relations of exploitation and domination, which are constantly changing. Far from being descriptive, this analysis is part and parcel of the perspective of a radical transformation of social reality, which is its condition even more than its consequence. It is precisely this critical potential A Circumflex and #128, and #147, at once theoretical and militant A Circumflex and #128, and #147, always in need of readjustment and being brought up to date, which manifests itself particularly in the strategic field, in a way that has hardly been touched on enough until now. Far from presenting Marx as the bearer of an eternal truth, with a view of giving a lesson to all those who deviate away from such eternal truth, the purpose of my book is actually the opposite. Since authors today are renewing themes of communism and socialism, since the question of the alternative always searches for and forges itself within the social relations and existing ideas, let us start from these contemporary questions to reread Marx in their light and ask the great question that concerns us all anew, that of the abolition of capitalism. The chapters dedicated to Marx are focused on the constant development of his conception of communism, which is never a project he has ready-made answers for, but neither is it an evanescent and indefinable notion. The term names the complex process of building a political path of the radical contestation of capitalism, the permanent invention of the theoretical and practical means to achieve it, all the while sketching the outlines of the society to invent. This is why we can say Marx A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S communism is strategic, and is far from many historical interpretations that ossify and simplify his arguments. Marx A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S questions are still our own. What are the contradictions of capitalism and how to intervene into it? How to build organizations that lead social struggles to their revolutionary terminus? How to confront the question of the state and democracy? How to conjoin and mobilize different social forces bearing emancipatory projects that are not necessarily the same? The revolutions of the 19th and 20th centuries have faced all of these obstacles. To return to Marx from this vantage point is not at all to look for ready-made answers, but to raise questions that still concern us and to find analyses that retain A Circumflex and #128, and #147, in many ways A Circumflex and #128, and #147, an unparalleled power if we reactivate the political scope of them. When Marxism was under attack in France and Italy in the 1980s, one of the key arguments mobilized against its adherents was that it lacked a specific A Circumflex and #128, and #156, politics A Circumflex and #128, and #157. They basically said that Marxism dissolves politics into economics. You have co-edited political Marx, and tried to show the political content of Marxism, and I find your chapter on Marx A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S communism as strategy a further contribution to this debate. You insist on the revolutionary potential of labor power, and you claim that this potential has political and epistemological consequences, that reformists and liberals fail to comprehend, which tie critical knowledge and political rebellion together. Why should Marx be read with an eye to communism as strategy? What were the key moments in the development of Marx A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S strategic thought, and why do they matter for our present? This reading of Marx as an anti-political author remains the dominant interpretation today. It is correct in one way if we consider that Marx fundamentally redefines the notion of politics, by refusing to cut it off from economic and social dimensions, inaugurating A Circumflex and #128, and #156, critique of political economy A Circumflex and #128, and #157, that articulates them. But above all, Marx A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S analysis bears on the contradictions and on the manners of intervening into them. far from proposing a model of the ideal society, prior to its historical construction and taken to polish off the meaning of history in a definitive sense, Marx calls a circumflex and #128, and #156, communism a circumflex and #128, and #157, a political construction based on the class struggle. And in days gone by, as today, the struggles of ideas take part in these class struggles. One of the central tenets of this Marxian communism concerns the transformations of the relations of property, which form the legal structure of capitalism. Today, it is common to encounter a critique of capitalism that denounces consumerism and consumers, who are judged incurably intoxicated by the dependence on commodities. This critique disarms action and fails to understand the complexity of the wage relation, where the conditions of life and the spirit of revolt, the aspiration to social justice and the adhesion to the competitive vision of the world, and the whole gamut of their interrelations, are tied together. It also misses the dimension of individuality as a contradictory place where aspirations, constraints and consent collide. It is at this precise point that communist intervention takes on its full meaning, as a politicization and collective organization of this social rage that is everywhere today being felt again, and which takes contradictory a circumflex and #128, and #147, regressive as well as emancipatory a circumflex and #128, and #147, forms. Marx thinks it through in a powerful way, as the abolition of large-scale capitalist property and of the regime of wage slavery, and as the appropriation of the self, individual and collective, aiming towards the development of autonomy, human faculties, collective social control, of the reorganization of time. For Marx, capitalist social relations organize the theft of human activity and its products, this fundamental dispossession affecting the human subject with full force. The central motor power of the class struggle is the propertyless taking back the proceeds of their exploited labor. This is a central place where a possible forming of class consciousness can take shape. The associated producers must take back that which they never actually had, but which they are clearly lacking, the collective control of their working conditions, the production and distribution of wealth that is produced by them. Once the extent of this reappropriation is redefined, which involves the development of unprecedented potentialities, the difficulty lies in making it a credible and mobilizing political objective, placed at the heart of revolutionary strategy. It is precisely this question that Marx tackles both in Capital and in the political writings, whether they be interventions or analyses, weaving the question of ends and mediations, means, into a coherent whole. The question of communism must therefore be posed at the heart of the A circumflex and #128. And #156, laboratory of production a circumflex and #128, and #157, against bourgeois political economy, Marx argues loud and clear that a circumflex and #128, and #156, labor is the substance, and the imminent measure of value, but has itself no value a circumflex and #128, and #157, for it a circumflex and #128, and #153, s precisely here that exploitation and domination are knotted together and clash with the social rage they evoke, forming a contradiction that is as economic as it is social and individual, a circumflex and #128, and #156, that which comes directly face to face with the possessor of money on the market, is in fact not labor, but the laborer a circumflex and #128, and #157, Marx writes, 5, it is the workers a circumflex and #128, and #153, faculties that are simultaneously forged and denied, their emancipation that is met and denied, that drives the producers to struggle for the shortening of the working day and, in the end, against capitalism as such. The question of property widens here to the question of emancipation. We are far from having a communist program that remains exterior and anterior to the class struggles and its actors. The book ends with an argument for what you call a circumflex and #128, and #156, strategy of mediations a circumflex and #128, and #157. What is this, and why is it necessary? Strategy, for all those who want to abolish capitalism and who think a revolutionary perspective fitting for our time is relevant, commences by understanding the difficulty and the complexity of such a historical process. Humanity has never yet succeeded in organizing collective mastery over its becoming and future. Now under the penalty of extinction, we must accomplish this colossal effort without any further delay. This is why the construction of an alternative resides not only in the theoretical elaboration of another world, but, on the one hand, in the ability to connect it to a project of radical transformation and, on the other hand, to connect it to the collective mobilizations and individual aspirations as they exist today. To bring these two sides a circumflex and #128, and #147, project and resistance a circumflex and #128, and #147, into a coherent project is the political task par excellence. Dot. It moves through the invention of mediations. Mediations are an a circumflex and #128, and #153, t merely means, still less stages, but living forms. They are democratic forms of organization, of mobilization and struggles, programs and collectively elaborated projects. But they also constitute an activist culture that participates in the reconstruction of forms of life a circumflex and #128, and #147, social and political a circumflex and #128, and #147, that are inviting and able to grow. In short, these are the multiple forms of class struggle conscious of its conditions and finalities, and of their inseparable character. The task is possible, as difficult as it seems. It is enough to have participated in a long strike or a mobilization that has lasted some time to know just how quickly and with what intensity the shared joy of a true social life that is intense and rich, of labor reconsidered, of time liberated, can flower in these moments of struggle. How can these possibilities spread, consolidate themselves and discuss matters further? Reflections in action and theorizing interventions, they are situated at the meeting point of existing structures, parties, trade unions, associations, all the while having to go beyond their institutional contours in a constructive way. How is it possible to rally this dynamic without choking it, in fighting against the alienating logic of politics as well as the purely spontaneous outbursts that have no future? How to escape the double pitfall of utopianism without struggle and struggles without hope? It is the perspective of such a strategic revival that we must explore, in taking up the best of what the socialist and communist traditions have left for us to use and explore. One book is unable to give the answers, but the current absence of strategic debate in the strong sense of the term for the moment fuels the dispersion of protest. But the lack also fuels the proliferation of theoretical solutions that are intended to be final, panaceas destined to benefit from the crisis of concrete alternatives. My book is intended to contribute to this revived confrontation, all the while demanding the project of a collectively decided abolition of capitalism. That which is called, yesterday is today, a revolution. Dot. Download full article here. Notes. 1. Omar Hassan, A Circumflex and #128, and #156, Podemos and Left Populism A Circumflex and #128, and #157, Marxist Left Review, 11, 2016, Summer. 2. https://newleftreview.org/issues/articles/norman-guerras-post-marxism.pdf and https://newleftreview.org/issues/i169/articles/norman-guerras-x-marxism-without-substance-being-a-real-reply-to-leclai-and-move.pdf. 3. https://newleftreview.org/issues/i169/articles/norman-guerras-x-marxism-without-substance-being-a-real-reply-to-leclai-and-move.pdf. 4. Marx, Capital, 1, Chapter 19, A Circumflex and #128, and #156. The transformation of the value and respective price of labor power into wages a circumflex and #128 and #157 https://www.marxists.org/archive/marx/works/1867-c1/ch19.htm 5. Ibid.